We'll hear a lot from Isaiah in Advent. And today of all, it's a great season again, like Advent and Lent, that the readings are just compacted together for the Old and New Testament and in the readings themselves. And so you could, again, talk about a whole different things at a homily. And so today I want to look at Isaiah again, how, you know, a writing several hundreds of years before Jesus. And then we heard in his first words of what the Holy Spirit eventually gave it to us. But he was talking about Jesse. He said that the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Again, this is before, many centuries before, for instance, St. John the Baptist. Remember how he was in the desert and were people coming out to him to be baptized? And before Jesus was born. And again, how did Jesus begin his mission? He was baptized by John the Baptist. And after Jesus, again, died, rose from the dead, and then was ascended into heaven, that's when the Holy Spirit sent the Holy Spirit upon us. So back then, it was on Pentecost. Remember the Holy Spirit coming with the fires and the tongues? That was the Holy Spirit upon them. And now, every one of us that were baptized were open to the Holy Spirit. And those, what we listened to earlier, those six words, we actually have seven now. Again, wisdom and understanding, counsel and strength, knowledge to fear the Lord, and piety. Those are what we receive of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And finally, we would call these gifts a charism. And each of us have charisms. And this is kind of one list. We have other lists we can look at, like St. Paul, talking about like teachers or prophets or apostles. But each of us have a charism, a gift that is coming from the Holy Spirit. And so discern and pray and think, what is your gift that God has given you? And now looking to these lists again, I mean, think about, I know some of you right now you're wise. You have wisdom. I know some of you have that. Understanding, people that can really understand, maybe in your job or your discernment, how you know when somebody else is talking to you, that you can talk back to them and understand and share. Counseling. You know, think about the people you visit in nursing homes or hospitals or those in difficult situations, to be with them when they're lonely. Or strength, to stand up against, you know, some of our culture, or having the courage to stand up with Jesus. Again, knowledge, to know what we believe as Catholics, what you believe in the world, what you believe in the spiritual world, that knowledge, and the fear of the Lord, to know that we are not God and God is, that we should have piety and worship and reverence. So some of those, you might just, the Holy Spirit right now might prick your conscience and to know, hey, that's something that he's given you. And there could be things that, I don't really get that one. And that's normal, that we each have different types of gifts. And to discern what that is and listen to the Spirit to work with that. Because that gift is not just for you, it's for serving others, to bring the good news of Jesus. So again, another beautiful day of Advent on the 20 days left. To keep praying and listen and be there for our Lord and prepare ourselves for Christmas.